Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word, and we're going to read verse number 23 and verse number 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I sure do thank you again, once again for the Bible, the Word of God. And I thank you for all the singing we had tonight, Lord, people lifting up their voices unto you, and Lord, giving praise and song to your name. We want to thank you for how great and good you are. Once again tonight, this preacher sure needs your help. I need your power. I need your wisdom. And I ask you, God, to do that which you desire to do tonight through this message. But one thing I sure want you to do, I want you to glorify yourself. I want you to honor yourself throughout this message and throughout the hearts of all of us here, that we'll bring honor and glory to your name. We thank and praise you for all you are and who you are and what you've done for us. Thank you in the lovely, precious name of Jesus. We pray this. Amen. You may be seated. God gave instructions, as he wrote here in Jeremiah, to not let a man glory in his wisdom. He also told him to not let a mighty man glory in his might. He also said to not let a rich man glory in his riches. But the main thing that he wanted us to glory about was that we knew him. In other words, that we would glory in him. The message tonight is simply, glory to God. The Bible tells us over in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know, when he makes a statement like that, he means it. No flesh should glory in his presence. We find also over in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. If there's anything to glory about, it would be him. If there's anything to say good things about, it certainly would be him. The Bible teaches us these things and uses the word gloried, glorieth, glorified, and glory. Glorieth means to boast. Now, me and you might think of it as, and it's probably a poor word to use when we're referring to God, but to brag, or to boast on God, to boast of how good he is and how wonderful and how great he is. The word glorified means to render glorious, to honor, to magnify, to esteem. In other words, God deserves to be magnified. He deserves to be esteemed above all others. The word glory speaks of giving dignity to, giving honor to, giving praise to, giving worship to. That's one of the things that we are going to find out tonight, and I hope it'll help you and help me as we go through life to remember a principle. I'm going to teach a principle tonight. You've probably heard it before. It's not something new, but it's there in the Bible from the very beginning to the ending of the Bible. And what that is everything that was made, everything that God has done, through man, through creation, through all of these things, has been done to glorify himself. Now, because of that, we need to remember something. God does not stop that process when he comes to us. He expects our life, what we do in life, who we are, what we become, to bring honor and glory to his name. That's what God expects. We're going to look at tonight, first of all, some of the things in creation. Even creation was created for the glory of God. When God created things, he did it for his glory. He made the moon, he made the sun, he made the firmaments, he put the waters there. He made the grass and the herbs and the fruit. He made the sea life and the birds and the beasts of the earth, and he made man himself. And when he got done, he said, he looked at it and saw that everything he had made was good. In other words, every bit of creation that was created was to bring honor and glory unto his wonderful name. God made man to show forth his great goodness and his great power. We're going to find out here in a little while. That's why he saved you and me, was to show forth the goodness and power of God Almighty. Man was never meant to steal God's glory. That bothers me. I'm concerned about that. I think about that a lot. I think about that as the pastor of this church. I don't ever want, and God knows my heart, to ever, ever steal 1 ounce of his glory. And I don't want you to either. Amen? For he is the one that deserves it. And he's the only one that deserves it. Over in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, God said that even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Are you called by his name? He said, did you know what he said? He said that you then, called by his name, was created for his glory. That's the purpose that he created you and me, was for his glory. And so we find that then came the fall, the sin came in, the fall came, and no longer is God glorified as he should be. That's what happened when sin come in. Oh, he's still glorified, he's still God, he's still the same as he always has been and always will be. But when sin came in, it robbed him of his glory, because his creation becomes something he never intended for it to become. Sin came into the picture. Then after creation, having made creation for his glory, sin came in. God called out a nation, and that nation, of course, as we know it today, is Israel. God called out that nation, again, for the same purpose that he created everything that's created. It was called out and to become a nation to glorify God Almighty. I want you to go with me over to the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter of Isaiah, please. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 21. Listen to what he says. We're talking about Israel. He says, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth unto singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. The very purpose that God called out a nation was to bring honor and glory to his name. The nation Israel was supposed to follow after God and walk with God and do what God said to do. They have not done that, but that was the purpose that God called them out. They was a nation that was formed to show forth the very glory of God. Creation was for that purpose. Over in, and certainly Israel for, was for that purpose. Let me just read you another verse of Scripture from Isaiah. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, speaking of Israel, that I may be glorified. Now I want you to keep this principle in your mind personally. I want you to think about this as we go through this process of looking at things that has happened to bring honor and glory to his name. I want you to know he has never changed. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. The very purpose he saved you and the very purpose he still lets you live is for his glory. It's an old time preacher called Sam Jones. Now, I've I've told this story. If you've heard it, boy, just act interested. If you haven't heard it, you'll be interested. Sam Jones was an old-time preacher, one of these old fire-eating preachers. In fact, he was one of the old-time Methodists. There was a time when the Methodists was hard-hitting preachers. I mean, they just preached the Word of God. But this has been way years back in the 1800s. And Sam Jones was having a difficult time. He was a traveling evangelist. He rode a horse, what we would call an evangelist. But he traveled all over, rode his horse, and preached the Word of God wherever he could preach it. And he lived there in a little area, a little town there. And there was a man in that town that had a lot of means. In other words, he may not have been a millionaire like we would think of a millionaire today, but he had everything he needed and more. And so he came down sick. And in fact, it was very, very, very sick. And so he called for Brother Jones to come and pray for him at his bedside. He come and began to talk to Brother Jones, and he said, "Brother Jones," he said, "I need you to pray for me. I'm afraid I'm going to die." And he said, "I don't want to die. So I want to live." And he said, "Would you pray for me that God would heal me and do something for me?" And Brother Jones looked at him and said, "Here's how I will pray. I will pray that when you come up off of your deathbed, you will do right. You remember back last winter when my old horse about starved to death? Didn't have any corn for him? You remember where you didn't do a thing for me? Didn't help me? Didn't help the church? You remember that?" He said, "Yes, Brother Jones, I remember." He said, "Well, listen, the way I'm going to pray is this. God knows the heart of every man. God knows what's in your heart. And I'm going to pray this. If you'll change and when you come up over that deathbed, if you'll do right and you'll live right and you'll help the church and you'll help the work of God," he said, "I'm going to pray God heal you. But," he said, "you know, God knows what you'll do when you raise up, and I'm going to pray also that if you won't, then just let you die." Now, why did he say that? For the glory of God. What's the purpose? Now, listen to me, folks. In all seriousness, I'm not a judge, and I certainly don't want to be. I want God to do that. But I have people ask me to pray for them, and I have trouble sometimes wanting to pray for them. You say, "Oh, Brother Ross, you're a preacher." Yes, I am a preacher. I'm a man of God. But I have trouble sometimes praying for people who don't want to serve God whatsoever. What in the world do we want to live for if we're not going to serve God? What good are we to our community if we're not going to serve God? Now, I'm not the judge. I want God to be the judge. I want God to do whatever is right to do, and I know He will do that. But I'm just simply saying, what purpose should people be many times raised up off of their deathbed to still live a hellish life and claim to be Christian, claim that they're God's child, and yet they've never done anything for God and don't intend to do anything for God? What I'm saying to you tonight is simply this. You and I was left here on this earth to glorify God. That's why you're alive today. That's why I'm alive today, is to bring honor and glory to God. That's what He wants of our life. Everything in creation, everything in Israel was designed to bring glory to God Almighty. So we find also that we find then after Israel failed that God raised up His Son. He had the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read it in the Bible in the book of Luke. But even at His birth, you'll remember something. You'll see the angels proclaiming the glory of God and asking that God be honored and God be glorified through this great birth of the Son of God. Even Jesus' birth was for the glory of God Almighty. I don't think you have any trouble understanding that or believing that. But that's what it was all about. Over in Luke, the second chapter, he says, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God." They brought God the glory because of the birth of the Son of God. We find also not only creation and Israel and the birth of Christ, we also see the life of Christ. Everything in His life was designed to bring glory to God Almighty. If you remember, Jesus said, "I do always those things that please Him." He did that all the time. That's what He did. He was God the Son. Certainly He was the Son of God. But He always did those things that pleased God Almighty. And that brought honor and glory to God. Jesus said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. The purpose he came was to glorify God. Now, even though we certainly are not like Jesus, none can be like the Son of God, as children of God, we too have the same purpose that Jesus had. We're to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. Concerning the miracles that Jesus Christ performed, all of those miracles was designed to bring honor and glory to God. Let me give you just a few of them. You remember the palsy man that was healed. Friends brought him on a bed, and he came on a bed, and that Jesus healed him. Here's what it says in Matthew 9:8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God. You see, even the healing of an individual was done for the glory of God. Now, we're living in a day when some denominations want to have their healing services and all of that, and all you hear about is this person, this man, is so great. Now, we're not great, folks. I still believe in healing God's way. James, the 5th chapter, I believe God wants us, and I believe God still heals, and I believe all those things. But to God be the glory, not to man. It's always to God be the glory. You remember in Matthew, the 15th chapter, and here's what it says. It said, when they saw the dumb to speak, listen, the dumb began to speak, and the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, the Bible says, they glorified the God of Israel. You see, the very miracles that Jesus did was to bring honor and glory to God. I love it around here when we see answered prayer and God does something wonderful for somebody. And boy, we just have a fit around here thanking the Lord for what he's done. I think it's wonderful because God does do that. In fact, Renus Wagner tonight, I don't know what to do with him. He's around here bragging about that grandchild of his and smiling all over himself and said he got to see that grandchild today. And they took him out of that incubator thing and put him in a bassinet, and his temperature's better in the bassinet than it was in the incubator. And he said he's about 5 pounds. He may get to come home next week. And he's just bragging up a storm. And here's what he said. Prayer works, don't it, Pastor? Sure, prayer works. Because it's God that did it. Amen. And boy, that is a marvelous, wonderful thing when we around here can remember it is God Almighty that does all those things. It is not man, but it is God. And all the miracles that was performed by the Son of God was performed for the glory of God. We find also that man, also another man, that Jesus told him to pick up his bed and walk. And he got up and he took up his bed and he walked. And the Bible says they were all amazed, and listen to this, and glorified God. See, they didn't go around saying, boy, isn't that something? Look what we done. Look what this. No, no, no. They glorified God. They understood what had happened. They understood it was God who had done it. And he was glorified because of it. See, we find also that there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. I mean, she's all bowed over like this. And she 18 years, she had this spirit of infirmity. And Jesus healed her. And the Bible says she was made straight and glorified God. See, that's what it's all about. Everything that happened here in creation, in Israel, in the birth of Christ, and the life of Jesus Christ was to glorify God Almighty. Not only that, we find in Luke, the 5th chapter, this man again tells a story of a man with sick of the palsy, and he says, arise. And it's kind of the same story, only in another book, another gospel, that he says, and take up thy couch and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Amen. He didn't walk around bragging, look what's happened to me. Isn't this great? Well, I tell you, see, if you'd be righteous like me, God'd do that for you. Oh, no, 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 no. He just glorified God. He said, to God be the glory. And I say to you, that's the way it's got to be. And the Bible says, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear. People got to looking at that and seeing that man get up, walk into his house, seeing him glorifying God. And we find that they said they were all amazed, and they began to glorify God. That's the whole purpose for this. Amen. It's that God received the glory, you see. And then, of course, all of Jesus' life, all of his works were designed to bring glory to God. We have in creation, we have in Israel, we have his birth, we have his life, and it's all designed to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. Not only that, his death. If you will look with me over to the book of John, the 12th chapter, please. 12th chapter of the book of John. Chapter, the 27th verse of the book of John, he says this, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." For the sake, we'll stop there, but if you read that whole story, he's talking about the time when Jesus Christ was getting ready to die upon the cross of Christ. And he said to God the Father, he said, "You glorify thy name." God said, "I've already glorified it, and I'll glorify it again." We find over on the cross in the book of Luke, the 23rd chapter, the Bible says he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." The centurion stood there and looked at what was happening, said, "Oh, he glorified God." You know, everything is designed by God to bring glory unto himself. Everything. Amen? Get a hold of that. Get a hold of that principle. It's designed to bring honor and glory. You're designed to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. I'm designed for that. That's what I'm supposed to do. Amen? Then we find also not only the creation in Israel and the birth and the life of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus Christ, we find also even the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, the first chapter, that he was declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. That brought honor and glory to God because he was raised from the dead and he was declared to be the Son of God. We find also that Jesus is building his church. And now we're going to get down to the church. We get to this place where God has founded a church. And he said, "I'm going to build this church." He said, he's going to build it on his rock, which is he is the rock. He's going to build it on a rock, which he is the rock. And he's going to bring that church into existence for one purpose: to glorify God Almighty. You see, the whole thing about it is, yes, people's going to get saved. He's going to build his church. But the whole purpose of that is that Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, God will be glorified. And the church, the purpose of the church is to glorify God Almighty. If you'll go with me over to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, please, the 3rd chapter. I want you to listen to a couple of verses of Scripture. Chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." That Jesus Christ, that God Almighty, is to be glorified through the church is absolutely truth from the Bible, the Word of God. And we need to, as a church, see to it that we honor God Almighty and glorify his wonderful name here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. He must receive the honor and the glory. And don't be afraid, folks. Don't be afraid when they want to call us separatists. Don't be afraid when they say you're taking too hard of a stand. Don't be afraid of that, because we're to bring honor and glory to God. We're to be Bible believers. We're to believe the Bible is the Word of God. That brings honor and glory to God Almighty. Not only that, we're to show forth modesty in our dress and actions. Get the same amens, folk. We're to show forth that. What for? To bring honor and glory to God Almighty. Everything we do as a church and as a people, we are supposed to bring honor and glory to his name. In our purity, we're supposed to bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Not only that, in our separation, We're supposed to be separated from this world. The Bible tells us that when we got churches after churches after churches that are separating unto the world instead of from the world. But that doesn't bring honor and glory unto God Almighty. The whole determination is that God puts us here as a church to show forth glory to God, and our lives should absolutely show forth His glory in all that we do. We should dedicate ourselves to God Almighty so that we might be glorifying God in the church. We should glorify God in the raising of our children, because God wants us to raise them in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord, just like the Bible says. And through that, we need to glorify God by the raising of our children in a way that would be proper and right in the eyes of God Almighty. You see, we need to do it God's way, not Spock's way. Amen? See, I'm not much interested in what Spock said. He and neither now. He died here sometime back, maybe a year or so ago. And he's not much interested in what he said either, as far as being right, because he knows he was wrong. And what I'm saying to you is, get back to your Bible. Get back to the Word of God, and don't let people make you feel bad about taking a stand for something. Because people will put a little guilt trip on you. Oh, Brother Ross, why are you so hard? Why are you worried about how we look and all those things? Because God worries about it. He doesn't worry about it, but He's concerned about it. God does care. You say, God looks on the heart, Brother Ross. I know. And it says, man looks on the outward. And the only way man's going to see God is on the outward. Sure, God knows your heart. But man needs to know that there's something inside that's different. Amen. You're different. We need to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. You see, creation, Israel, the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through the church. The church is to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. Get a hold of that. Don't worry about what other people say. Just get a hold of it. Believe it. And as a church people, bring honor and glory to God Almighty. Because that's what God put you here for. The salvation of our souls was designed to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. You know, God didn't save me just for the purpose of taking me to heaven. I'm grateful He did, but in saving me, it brought honor and glory to God Almighty. Isn't He a wonderful Savior that would do what He did? Send His only Son to die there on the cross for you and I? Isn't it wonderful when we can testify to the fact that we got saved at a certain time, God saved us and gave us eternal life? Amen. Isn't that a wonderful, marvelous thing? And who should get the glory for that? Who should get the honor for that? God Almighty. For you see, God is the one that receives the glory for saving your soul and my soul. He's the one that did it. You remember when the lame man was healed and Peter and John and was outside the temple there, and this lame man was healed, and he got up, the Bible says, and he leaped, and he's heading into the temple, and the Bible said, glorifying God. Man gets saved, gets healed. There's a picture there more than just the getting healed. He came to God. He saw what was right, and he received Christ. He believed upon the Lord, and he glorified God because of it. I'm sure he was glad he could walk. I'm sure he was glad he was no longer a lame man. But he was glad and thankful and glorified God because he was saved. And tonight I want to say to you, if you're saved tonight, you glorify God with it. I can say tonight, thank you, Brother Evans, for teaching me and helping me to know God. But He doesn't want me to glorify Him. It was God that saved me. I can be very thankful, and you can be very thankful for those who helped to bring us to Christ. Thank God for them. Amen. Wonderful. But don't glorify them. No, don't glorify them. You see, we don't deserve that. Amen. It's God that deserves the glory and the praise and the honor for saving your soul, you see. Soul winning. The very purpose of soul winning. And when we talk about soul winning, I'm talking about going out and witnessing for Jesus Christ, telling people the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole purpose of that is to glorify God. The Bible says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. If you bear fruit, if you win souls to Christ, who are you glorifying? You're glorifying God. God receives the honor and the glory for that, you see. And that's the whole purpose. Why do you go out and win souls? Why do you go out and witness to people? Why do you do that? To bring honor to God. Amen. It's not to us. Amen. Remember that in your soul winning. Don't get all puffed up. You win somebody to Christ, don't you get all puffed up. Thank God for Him letting you use you. Amen. What a privilege it is to be used of God. But don't you get all puffed up because you gave the gospel and somebody got saved. That's wrong to do that. Don't you go around bragging about it as though you done it. Tell what God did. Thank Him and say, God, you helped me. You let me be a part of this. Amen. You let me be in on this. I got to give the gospel. You saved this person. Glory to God. Amen. Because that's who it belongs to. Isn't that right? Sure it is. And that brings honor and glory to God Almighty when you prove yourself before God Almighty. Amen? And so study the Bible. What for? Well, to bring honor and glory to God. See, get away from the Bible. Don't know the Bible. Don't even know the precepts and the teachings of the Bible. It doesn't bring honor to God. Doesn't bring it. You need preaching. You need to hear preaching. You need to study it yourself. You need to read it. You need Sunday school teaching. You need all those things. What for? So that you'll be built in your Christian life, and then through that, you'll bring honor and glory to God Almighty. You know, even prayer is designed to bring glory to God. The Bible says over in the book of John, He says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Even prayer, answered prayer, is designed to glorify God Almighty. Now, we've already spoke about that, but folks, listen, when God answers a prayer, give glory to God Almighty. Thank Him and praise Him for what He has done. Give honor and praise unto Him. Say, God, You're the one that answered the prayer. It wasn't my doing. It wasn't something that I thought of. It wasn't something I did, but You done it, God. Thank You for what You've done for us. Thank You for answering our prayer. And then even also, when we give praise to God, the Bible says that whosoever offereth praise glorifieth God. When we praise God Almighty, folks, don't ever tire of praising God. It's right. It's proper. When you talk to each other, talk about the goodness of God. Praise Him for what He's done in your life, what He's going to do in your life. We are a people, human beings, that have a tendency to want to talk about self more than we want to talk about God. Now, that's just the tendency of we human beings. We need to learn that we need to praise God Almighty. Brothers and sisters in Christ, spend time when you're talking to each other. As you talk, you may not talk about the Bible every time you're talking, but as you talk, praise God for what He's done. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Thank Him for saving your soul and how He's directed your life and how He's helped your life. You see, that's what it's all designed to do. God expects glory from Him. Everything from the beginning of creation, everything, all through the things that we mentioned, are designed to bring glory and honor to God Almighty, and it hasn't changed. Today, the life you live is to bring honor and glory to God Almighty. And you say, Brother Ross, you know, there's some things I do that maybe, well, you better see if they bring honor and glory to God. If they don't, you need to stop them. Well, isn't that right? We need to stop them. If we're not bringing honor and glory to God in some area of our life, we need to get away from that, and we need to stop it, and we need to let God receive the glory through our life. Amen? Bring glory to God. Everything was designed to honor and glorify God Almighty. And when we don't do that, what we need to do is go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I ask You to forgive me, cleanse me. Will God do that? Yes, He will. Loves You so much, loves me so much. He certainly will do that. But let me say to you, then we need to turn and say, God, I need to straighten out this area of my life so that I'll bring honor and glory to You in this part of my life. Everything. You a Christian tonight? You're not living for yourself. You're not to live for your purpose and yourself. You're to live for the glory of God. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, once again tonight, as we've looked into your word, we've seen this wonderful truth, Father, go from the very beginning to the ending. And Lord, we understand and know that the purpose that for all things was designed to bring honor and glory to you. We realize that sin came in and man has tried to steal much from the glory of God and take it to themselves. Oh God, help us here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church not to do that. Help us, Lord, to be a people who constantly are looking forward to those things in our life that would bring honor and glory to you. And I certainly pray tonight that you help us to do that. I pray for your will to be done here tonight. And I pray also, Lord, if there should be anyone here in this building that is not saved, we know that it would honor you and glorify your name if they'd receive Jesus Christ tonight as their personal Savior. And we pray for that. We ask your will be done in this invitation. Ask that the Holy Spirit of God have control, be able to do that which needs to be done in each of our lives. And we'll thank and praise you for it. In Jesus' lovely name, amen.